In Shema, we're holding by Baruch Shem Kvayim Malchus Eilon Voyim. So the Gemara says, Gemara Pesachim says, why do we say Baruch Shem Kvayim Malchus Eilon Voyim? Because when the sons of Yaakov said Shema Yisrael, he also will give the Chaim Yaakov said to his son, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at the end of the days when Mashiach is going to come. And then it was the Salakim and Shechino. So he said, okay, maybe one of my sons is not right, the same way that Avram had Yishmael and Yitzchak had Esav. Maybe one of my sons that I just simply don't know about is, that means everybody could look like the Agav, Yubei Shvatim. But on the outside, looks can be deceiving. And really, it can be Esav, right? Esav, he would ask, how to be, and it's not, I just want to clarify with Esav, I was in this era for this, I think this past week. Esav, it says that his head is covered with Maris Machpelah. Somebody told me that they have Mamash Mateva there in the Maris Machpelah. I don't remember seeing it, but somebody who was listening this past week told me that that's what he saw. Anyhow, what does it mean? The Pashup Shah, the way that the Bali Musar or Masber, I think the Nikuda is, that the difference between Esav and the Amis HaKadoshim in their Musogim, in their Yediyas, in their Yechirlis to understand what's right and what's wrong, they were, and all Grace of Zachen, they were in the same part. Just like Balak was in the same, Bilam was in the same Darga as Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevuah, but that's all in the Seichel Be'etzim. The problem is translating that from the head to the Guf. That he wasn't able to do. So he had the ideas, but he wasn't able to translate into the Lamaisa. The Mela, his head is there and his goof is not there. What does it mean that his head is there? So if he didn't translate it into, what good is his head? What good is the idea? A chamar nais isfarim, as they say. What good is the idea if it doesn't translate into Maisa Mafar? Ramay Isa wasn't just, he says, the Chazal say about him that he wasn't, you know, that he did terrible things. But that to realize that he was a son of Yitzhak of Yinu and a grandson of Yaakov of Avram of Yinu and a brother of Yaakov. He was a big person to a certain extent. You can't know exactly who he was to realize that these people were big people. So Yaakov said to his sons, maybe my sons is talking Arai. So he says, no, Shema Yisrael, they said, Hashem HaKin Hashem HaKod. We're on the same page. So Yaakov said, Baruch Shem Kvar Mechutzi Lelam Void. So as I'll say that Lamais in Devarim, when it says Shema, it doesn't say Baruch Shem Kvar Mechutzi. Wherever Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem Kvar Mechutzi. So to say it, Moshe didn't say it. Not to say, Yaakov Avinu said it. So we'll say B'chashai, quietly, and therefore that we'll be Mekayim both of them. What does it mean? Why do we say Baruch Shem Kvar Mechutzi Lelam Void after Shema? What does it mean, Bechlal? So if you look at the Vilna Siddur, it says the Pashup Pshat is Lefi Pshutai Yihi Shmoi Shamelech Malchei Amlach Mevarech L'Olam L'Netzach Nitzachim. The name of HaKadosh Baruch should be Mevarech forever and ever. What does it mean? The shame of HaKadosh Baruch. The shame of HaKadosh Baruch? What's the shame of HaKadosh Baruch? What does it mean that the shame of HaKadosh Baruch should be Mevarech? So Be'etzem, the shame is the way that HaKadosh Baruch is Megal himself in the Bria. The shame of the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yudkei Vavkei, is he's the Hoya Hoy Vaviyeh, or he's Adar Nakol, or Elikim is Din. Is each way is the way that HaKadosh Rachum Chanun, each name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself in the Bria. So Hashem, Hashem Ra'i Yisrael, Hashem Elkein Hashem HaFadah, Hashem is the Adar Nakov, who's Hoya Hoy Vaviyeh, which is the Kavanah that we're supposed to have when we say Shema. That the Shem Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, Adar Nakol, Hoya Hoy Vaviyeh. He is Baruch Shem Kvar Mechutzi, Baruch is Lashon of Ribui, Ki Yodua, Nefesh HaChaim is Masber, that it should be Nizbarech, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, more and more. Lo'el Avayin means it should continue being Nisrabin, continue being Nisrabin. The whole purpose of the Velt is that it should be Nizgale, the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw in the Haaretz HaTfilah from Vaisku, we wanted to say that the Indian of covenant is, right? It says that it's Shmeisar Gamaliel, Batla Kavar Atero. What's Kavar Atero? Rekiva, Batla Kavar Atero. That he was Dervish, every single ice, there's nothing that's extra in the Velt. Covet is when everything is, there's a reason for everything. There's billions of people in this world, and there's billions of species in this world, and different types of animals, and bugs, and plants, and everything. That every single thing is there. Kol Masha Barasi, the Chmoy the Barasi, inside there, and everything in the Velt is there for the Gilei Kvayin of Hashem. The problem is you don't really see it. We don't see what the Arabs are doing for Gilui Kavanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, we did this past week. Anybody that gets from my son was telling me, he says, these Aravim, Mitum Tamim, Meshugaim, he says, they sent 430 rackets and only 5 of them were Begiyah Yeshira. I said, no, nothing to do with the Arabs that are Meshugaim. Anywhere else in the world, anywhere else, 430 shots is 430 hits. It's not, I once heard somebody after they went one of these, they did one of these things in Gaza, one of these, they had a fight, I think it was in 2008 after that war, after one of these times that they went into Gaza, I don't remember when it was, Tukitan or one of them. Because it was the sniper speaking, and he was talking about the Nisan that happened there. He said as he was walking by, going in from house to house, the combat of that goes on there in Gaza is crazy. There's alleyways that they don't know, and you're mamish, you're trying to hide yourself as you go from house to house. He says there was snipers on all over the place, and there was bullets whizzing by his head. He says, it doesn't make sense. I'm a sniper. He says, I don't miss. I don't miss. He says, that's what a sniper is. That's what the guy said. I don't miss. He says, there's bullets just whizzing by you. It doesn't make sense. Somebody that can shoot 430 rockets, and there's only 5 big yachts. It doesn't make sense. It's not that, it's only that there's no other way to explain it, Betzim. And even the Pigiyah Yishra on the bus, all the people came off the bus, 50 people came off the bus, 50 soldiers came off the bus. It's not to be believed.
Hit an error.
Bekitzer, there's no way to be masbrit except for Gilui Kvod Malchusei Be'etzem. But everything else we don't see so clearly really in the Brio. We're davening the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei, the Erlam Vah, that should be the Surabe, the covered of the Shem Malchusei, the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu Magal himself in this world, that he's the Adar Nakol, that should be more in his Gala in the Brio, continuously being in his Gala more and more. That we should always see more and more how Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Adonai Olam. And then we start Shema, Va'avta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol meidecha. Va'avta Hashem Elokecha, it's not exactly clear what does it mean, Va'avta Hashem Elokecha. If you look at Chazal, the way that Chazal masbrit, Rashi, when the pasuk says, Va'avta Hashem Elokecha means, do things that when you serve Hashem, do it ba'ava. It's not enough just to do the prasta mitzvah, do it ba'ava. Mitzad sheni, the pashut pshat l'chari is v'avta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, like it says, you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing to do with ma'isim. Even if you don't have the achilas to do ma'isim, somebody who's rachmana litzlan, he's a paraplegic and he can't move and he can't do nothing, there's still a mitzvah v'avta, even though he can't do any ma'isim. V'avta Hashem Elokecha. And the Sefri Darshan's v'avta Hashem Elokecha means shem shamayim mitz'ahiv al yotcha. Be makar of people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell people about their Ribbono Shel Olam. If you love your, says the Rambam, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, if you love your father, then you tell people about him and you try to get people to like him. If you love the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you try to get people to like the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Avraham Avinu did. So nefesh is also b'chor. Mamila, there's three things that are nechlam after Hashem Lekecho. You should love him in your heart. The ma'isim that you do should demonstrate that ava, and you should cause other people to also love the Ribbono Shel Olam. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meidecha. B'chol levavcha is with the ganze heart. That's the pashup shot. Chazal darshan, b'chol levavcha means that it's not half-hearted. It means that you truly love the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Chazal darshan, b'chol levavcha means b'shnei yitzrecha. That means that all your midos, even the midos shlilios, should be mechuvan towards avodas Hashem, towards avas Hashem. And achzorius, you use the achzorius to yourself when you're lazy, that you should know, get up, and all your midos rois, you b'shnei yitzrecha, is to use them all in avodas Hashem. Chazal say b'chol levavcha is Avraham Avinu, b'chol nafshecha b'chol meidecha, b'chol nafshecha is Yitzchak, b'chol meidecha is Yaakov, b'chol levavcha says Motzasus levavoi neman levanecha, Yitzchak was merit nefesh in Akedah, b'chol meidecha is Yaakov Avinu, that he used, it's not exactly clear where the Baal Turim darshan is b'chol meidecha. The Pashim Shalachar, you can say his last expression, that he went to get the Pachim Ketanim, that every single thing was chashuv for the Avodas Hashem. But b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzrecha b'chol nafshecha is afilu hu neitlas nafshecha. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you're supposed to be moisa nefesh, gidurai shvil dam avedah zar, you should give up your life. And not only that, Rachmana Litzlan, if it would come to such a massive that Rebbe Akiva, that he was neutralized nafshoi. It wasn't from Avodah Zarah Gilui Hashrit Adam. He didn't have a choice to do anything. They were neutralized nafshoi. That's also to have the avo that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's neutralized nafshoi. I saw somebody medayek in the Eitzar Tfilas. There's afilu hu neutralized nafshoi. It doesn't say afilu neutralized nafshecha. Afilu hu neutral. That no matter when it happens, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam that's being neutralized nafshoi. B'chol Meidechol, the Mishnah says, Brachis, B'chol Meidechol, is with all your money. All your money, which means that a person has to give up all his money not to be over an avero. That means somebody that has $500 million in the bank, and they tell me chazer, give up the $500 million for one mitzvah, to land ish line whether or not. We could down on that very much. What exactly was halachically what had to be done in that case? But you're right. Lachar, if it's an isser for sure. Is to give up all your money for it. And not only that, even if a person doesn't have to give up his money, they're not saying give up your money and be over. Just you're being mishabed your money. When a person has money, the money is supposed to be used for something. It's supposed to be used in Avodas Hashem. It's not just Talmud that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives so many money. The story of Bisrael Salanter, his wife bought a lottery ticket. Bisrael Salanter took three people aside, and he says, if my wife wins the lottery, and any of the money that she wins. So I says, slow, slow your horses. Is that terrible if you win the lottery? Please. He says, if I win the lottery, how much am I winning? In those days, whatever it was, the equivalent. $100 million. I have what to do with $100 million? I don't have what to do with $100 million. So why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu giving me $100 million? Elamai, he wants me to go around town, go around Vilna, wherever I am, and Salon, wherever I am, go around and find out who needs the money, who could use it, who's sick, who needs the refuah, who needs... I don't have the chance to do that. I don't have the time. I don't have the wherewithal. So Melech, because Baruch Hu is the money, it's not just time. B'chol Meidecha means that the money should be used in Avodas Hashem. And it also means that Chazal Darshan, B'chol Mida U'Mida Shu Meidin, Havin Meida Leida Meid Meid. That any Mida that Kadosh Baruch Hu deals out the person, mets out the person. Rashi says, Bein Mida Teva, Bein Mida Pranias, Chas V'Shalom. Then either way, to be made of the Kadosh Baruch Hu and realize that it's all come from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Vahafta is, even in this situation, to realize that not only is it from the Ava, but we should also feel the Ava to the Ribbono Shel Olam, despite the fact that the Darga that takes, as the Rambam says, when you're being Mekayem the Mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, he says that it takes years to properly Mekayem the Mitzvah. To be able to feel the Ava in all situations certainly takes a lot of Ishtadlus, and you might as well start now. Thank you.